Hi, this is Winners Chapel International, New York. Thank you for downloading our podcast. We hope this inspires you, builds your faith, and motivates you. Please make sure you subscribe to get new messages every week. Enjoy the message.
This morning, quickly, we want to consider how powerful prophecies are. How powerful prophecies are. That is, how powerful are prophecies. Number one, prophecies are powerful because they carry inbuilt power for fulfillment. Prophecies carry inbuilt power for fulfillment. There are so many gadgets today, electronic gadgets today, that you don't need to connect them to any external sources or any external source because they have inbuilt power. For instance, many of you are using your phones and your iPad in this service or online, but you are not connected to any external source because there is a battery inside that. There's a power pack inside that that makes it to work. So prophecies are not needed to be connected to any external thing. You don't need any mechanism, any external mechanism to make it work. It has power in itself to make it to work. Praise the Lord. And in Isaiah chapter 55, verse 10 to 11, Isaiah 55, 10 to 11, the Bible says, "For as the rain cometh down and the snow from heaven, and returneth not either, but watereth the earth, and maketh it bring forth and bud, that I may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word that goeth forth out of my mouth, it shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish that which it pleases, and it shall prosper in the thing where I sent it." So the word of God, the prophetic word from God, has all it takes to be fulfilled in your life. And I pray in the name of Jesus Christ, any prophetic word that you run with this season shall be fulfilled in your life. In the mighty name of Jesus. Look at what the angel told Mary. In Luke chapter 1, verse 34 to 35. "Then said Mary unto the angel, How shall this be, seeing I know not a man? And the angel answered and said unto her, The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God." Mary was surprised that this has never been done, that a woman will be pregnant without a man. She was surprised. But the angel, in other words, told that the prophecy has the inbuilt power in itself. Praise the Lord. Amen. Number two, God speaks according to his capacity, not according to our limitations. God speaks according to his capacity. According to his capacity. So the capacity of reactance of God is so high. But only the physics student will understand what I'm talking about. God speaks according to his capacity. He has high capacity that cannot fail. So it's not according to our limitations. Many a times the reason why we don't believe prophecy is because we limit ourselves. Now, somebody is thinking, how can I become a CEO when I didn't go to school? You have already limited yourself. Praise the Lord. But God does not look at degrees. He doesn't look at qualification before his elevation. He can bypass it. Don't misunderstand me. Degrees are very good. Praise the Lord. I also did first degree. I've also done second degree. By the grace of God, I will also do whatever degree that can be attained, I will attain it. Praise the Lord. I also go for PhD and anyone that is available is good. It's just to sharpen your mind. I mean, but God is not limited to that. God is not waiting for that, for his word to be fulfilled. Praise the Lord. So never limit yourself. Don't limit yourself to your immigration status. Don't say, well, in this nation, if you don't have paper, you cannot achieve much. Who says? If God will promote you, he will bypass all the policies. He will break protocols and break systems for your sake. Praise the Lord. Because prophecies don't work based on our limitation. It works based on God's capacity, based on what God can do. Praise the Lord. So I decree in the name of Jesus, every prophetic word concerning you will come to pass. that was the undoing of the man in 2 Kings chapter 7. The man at the right side of a king. When the prophet Elijah prophesied that by this time tomorrow, there shall be a measure of fine flour be sold for a shekel and 2 measures of barley for a shekel in the gate of Samaria. He said, even if God opens the window. See, we blame a lot of people that made error in the Bible. But if you were in their shoe, you might also think that way. If you are not in living faith, that's the way you will also think. Because your faith will be dead at that time. That shall not be you in Jesus' name. It's now that you are in living faith. That's why you can think, how can that man talk like that now? How will a man say, if God opens the... If your mind is not renewed, regenerated, you would have talked that same way too. So stop blaming people when they make error. You say, I can never make that same error. I can never talk like that. You can talk like that if your mind is not renewed. So stop blaming that man. Praise the Lord. That was a stupid error he made, but perhaps it wasn't his fault. His mind was not regenerated. He said, even if God opens the windows of heaven, he was speaking metaphor that, well, even he, I mean, but he misjived, he misspoke. Not to a prophet. You can say that to a friend, but not to a prophet. That's why you also be careful what you say. Be careful what comes from your mouth. Praise the Lord. Exactly what the man said, he got it. Praise God. The prophet declared to you will see it, but you will not taste it. You will not be part of it. So when it happened and people were rushing to get their free lunch and free dinner and everything, he was trying to create order. He was stampede. There was a stampede, and that was how he lost his life. The man based it on on the limitation of the society, on the limitation of the economic dictates of the time. He didn't know that God's word can never fail. Never limit yourself. Work on the capacity of the prophetic declaration. In Isaiah 43:13, he says, yea, before the day was, I am he, and there is none that can deliver out of my hand. I will walk, and who shall let it? Praise the Lord. Who shall stop my walk? Now, number 3, God speaks according to his integrity, not according to our unpredictability. Now, you can't predict a man, because when a man promises something, something can change. If a man promises you to come for $500 tomorrow, by the time you get there, well, the story has changed. The narrative has changed. He tells you, well, sorry. It's not his fault. It might not be his fault. The man might be sincere. But maybe he's also expecting money from somewhere. Probably he invested in Bitcoin. And he already saw that by this time tomorrow, Bitcoin will move from 47,000 to 50,000. And now, probably the man has 2 Bitcoins. So he's gauging it that if he moves from 47 to 50, that's 6,000. So I can get 500 from this and give to this man. But unfortunately, by the time the day break, Bitcoin moved from 47 to 45. So the man says, sorry. I'm so sorry. You can't blame the man. He really wanted to help you. But situation, circumstance changed. Man cannot be predicted. We cannot be predicted. But God can be predicted because God cannot change. God has integrity. In Titus chapter 1 verse 2, he said, in hope of eternal life, which God that cannot lie promised before the world began. Say with me, God cannot lie. I love the song. God cannot lie. His word will surely come to pass. He will never, never. Oh, God cannot change, right? Okay, the same thing. Praise the Lord. Okay, the other one is, he cannot lie to me. He cannot lie to me. Lion of Judah. He cannot lie to me. He cannot lie. Now, in Hebrews chapter 6, verse 15 to 18, he says, and so, after he had patiently endured, he obtained the promise. For men verily swear by the greater, and an oath for confirmation is it to them an end of all strife. Wherein God, willing more abundantly to show unto the heirs of promise the immutability of his counsel, confirmed it by an oath that by two immutable things in which it was impossible for God to lie. Stay with me, impossible for God to lie. Now, if you just oppose the two scriptures together, Titus 1 and 2, Hebrews 6, 18, you can create a new word for God, impossicant. Praise the Lord. The first one says, God cannot lie. The second one says, impossible for God to lie. So it is impossicant for God to lie. Don't check your dictionary. And don't use it for spelling bees. Praise the Lord. In Romans chapter 3, verse 3 to 4, the Bible says, for what if some did not believe? Shall their unbelief make the faith of God without effect? God forbid. Yea, let God be true, but every man a liar. So when God speaks, he's speaking the truth, because it's the way, the truth, and the life. Praise the Lord. Therefore, I decree, every prophetic word that has come your way, my way, shall be fulfilled this month in Jesus' name. Yes. Everyone under the sound of my voice will experience supernatural turnaround this year. Yes. Everyone under the sound of my voice, you will be fruitful this month. Yes. Beginning from this service, you'll be fruitful spiritually. Yes. You'll be fruitful in your mind. You'll be fruitful in your body. Yes. In the name of Jesus Christ. So quickly, how does faith facilitate fulfillment of prophecies? Number one, how does faith facilitate fulfillment of prophecies? By the hand of God. It takes the hand of God to deliver any prophetic agenda. In Mark chapter 9, verse 23, Jesus said unto him, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. But look at what Solomon said concerning David, his father, in 1 Kings chapter 8, verse 15. And he said, blessed be the Lord God of Israel. We spake with his mouth unto David, my father, and as with his hand, fulfilled it. Praise the Lord. Then how do we provoke the hand of God? We can only provoke the hand of God by faith. Isaiah chapter 53, verse 1. Who has believed that report? And to whom is the hand of the Lord revealed? It takes the hand of God to deliver any prophetic agenda. Many of us are working in prophecies. Many have been working in prophecies for 5 years. You had God. You had a prophetic word, but it has not come. Hear this. Paul said, a great and effectual door is opened unto me, but there are many adversaries. I decree in the name of Jesus, under this prophetic ministry this morning, all adversaries shall be crushed. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. That prophetic word that has gone ahead of you this month of February, I decree in the name of Jesus, if I be a man of God, that prophecy is coming to pass this month. In the mighty name of Jesus, your prophecy of enlargement is coming to pass this month. Your prophecy of lifting is coming to pass this month. Your prophecy of marital breakthrough is coming to pass this month. Your prophecy of miracle job, miracle business, financial turnaround is coming to pass this month. Your prophecy of growing in faith, growing in the Lord, being empowered in the Holy Ghost is coming to pass this month. Your prophecy of miracle children is coming to pass this month. Your prophecy of miracle house is coming to pass this month. Your prophecies of success is coming to pass this month. Your prophecy of turnaround is coming to pass this month. Your prophecy of restoration is coming to pass this month. Everything God said concerning you from the most sure word of prophecy in the Bible, from the apostle over this commission, our father, Bishop David Edipo, and God has spoken to you directly by yourself, all are coming to pass this month. In the name of Jesus, so shall it be. Give the Lord a big hand of praise. Hallelujah. Amen. And in this covenant day of fruitfulness, I'll just take us through some steps to enjoying supernatural fruitfulness. How be it? Before we go into that, I want you to open your mind, because fruitfulness is not limited to the fruit of the womb alone. So someone is saying, well, this service is not me. I don't really need. I'm already okay. I have more. I have grandchildren. Fruitfulness is all around fruitfulness. As we prayed in this service this morning, we used Deuteronomy 7:14, and light just came. Now, we've always used that scripture for fruit of the womb and also the cattle. But it's not limited to physical animals. Cattle also means your business. Praise the Lord. So which means you're fruitful in your body, the work of your hand is fruitful, your career fruitful, your business fruitful, your finances fruitful. That's what it means when David said, and whatsoever the man doeth shall prosper. You can put it, shall be fruitful. So whatever you do, whether you are a nurse, you will be. If you are a doctor, you will be. You are an accountant, you will be. You are Uber driver, you will be. You are Amazon driver or delivery, you will be. You are in shipping, you will be. You are a teacher, you will be. Whatever job you do, you will be. You'll be fruitful. Whatsoever the man doeth shall be fruitful. That's what this service is all about. Therefore, I decree in the name of Jesus Christ, today, barrenness, scarcity ends in your life in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Now, it's important for us to know, as step number one into fruitfulness, as seeds of Abraham, we are redeemed to be fruitful. We are redeemed by redemption. We are redeemed into a world of fruitfulness. In Galatians chapter 3, verse 29, and if ye be Christ, then are ye Abraham's seed, and heirs according to the promise. So when you receive Christ, you also enjoy the fruitfulness of Abraham. And number two step this morning that we need to know is that we have been redeemed from the curse of barrenness. Barrenness, either barrenness in the body or barrenness in the mind or barrenness in the spirit is a curse. But we are redeemed from every form of barrenness. In Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 18, it says, cursed shall be thy fruit of thy body, say God forbid. And the fruit of thy land, say God forbid. The increase of thy kind and the flocks of thy sheep. But now in Galatians chapter 3, verse 13 to 14, the Bible says, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. So we have been redeemed from the curse of barrenness. Say with me, I am redeemed from the curse of barrenness. And number three step we need to know this morning is that serving God empowers the redeemed for fruitfulness. I love that. I can preach the whole day on that. Serving God empowers the redeemed for fruitfulness. Serving God empowers the redeemed for fruitfulness. Truth be told, when you serve God, you will be fruitful. In Proverbs chapter 28, verse 20, he said, the faithful shall abound with blessings. The faithful. It's not just serving God anyhow. When you are faithfully serving God, nothing can stop your blessing. Shout hallelujah. Nothing. No human being born of a woman can stop your blessing, can stop your lifting, can stop your fruitfulness. When you are faithful to God, praise the Lord. Look at Joseph. He was faithful to God. They pushed him into prison. Right from that prison was where God lifted him. Praise the Lord. I was hearing one of the old hymn yesterday while watching TBN. God lifted me. God lifted me. I mean, you are always lifted when you are faithful. Faithfully serving God, not serving man, not serving the church, not serving the pastor, but you are faithfully serving God in spite of all odds, in spite of all circumstances. And truth be told, there is no devil that can keep you down when you are faithful to God. That is why I know every stagnation comes to an end today. Men may fight you, men may attack you, men may move against you, men may use their position to relegate you, to push you down. But in the realm of the spirit, you are high, because what makes you is here. It's not outward, because you are faithful unto God. I decree in the name of Jesus, by your faithfulness, you are manifesting the fruitfulness of God in the name of Jesus. So never be discouraged. Continue to serve God. You will serve the Lord your God. He will bless. You will serve. He will bless. You will serve. He will bless. Bless your bread and water. Take away sickness from your midst. You will not cast your young. You will not be barren. I decree in the name of Jesus, every form of barrenness comes to an end in your life today. You shall not be barren. In the name of Jesus. Serving God empowers the redeemed for fruitfulness. Exodus 28, 25 to 26. And number four step is that as long as we are planted in the house of God, we continue to bear fruit even until old age. When you are planted. Now, when a tree is planted, a tree does not move. Have you ever seen a tree that is planted and is moving? Now, if you live in your own house and you plant a tree, will you wake up one day and see the tree would have moved from the front of the house to the backyard? It's only a pot of flower. Like all this one now, you can decide to carry this pot. And change the position. That's not a tree, it's not planted. And that's how many believers are. Today, when somebody offends you, you carry yourself. I don't like that church again. They offend you there, you carry yourself again. It's because you are not planted. You are in a service unit. The leader of the service unit tells you something. You said no. So you leave that service unit to go and join another. You are not planted. When you are planted, you are rugged. You are steadfast. You are movable. Praise the Lord. And that is where the blessing of fruitfulness is. Can this one bear fruit? You can leave this thing 100 years. You can pour water. You can never bear fruit. Why? It's not planted. It can shift. It can change position. But when you are planted, you bear fruit. I pray in the name of Jesus, someone under the sound of my voice shall be planted. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. As long as you are planted in the house of God, we continue to bear fruit until old age. Psalm 92, verse 12 to 15. And number 5, joy and rejoicing is a spiritual requirement for fruitfulness. Joy and rejoicing. 1 Samuel chapter 1, verse 13 to 19. When Anna's countenance was no more sad, that's when her Samuel came. And this is also applicable to all areas of fruitfulness. There are 3 main areas of fruitfulness. Because human beings, we are triune beings like God. We have the spirit, we have the soul, we have the body. Your spirit needs to be fruitful. When your spirit is fruitful, your prayer will be fervent. That's why the Bible says the fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. Praise the Lord. So when you are fruitful in your spirit, your prayer will be fired up. Many are sleeping today. Their prayer life is so cold. The prayers are not producing anything. It's because you are not. There's no joy in your spirit. You are not fruitful in your spirit. I decree from today, you'll be fruitful in your spirit. So you can be fruitful in your spirit, but it takes joy. You can be fruitful in your spirit by receiving revelation from the scripture, but it takes joy for you to draw revelation in. Isaiah chapter 12 verse 3, he said, with joy you will draw water out of the well of salvation. If your spiritual life is not producing result, nobody is learning anything from your spiritual life, you are not making impact, you are not transforming lives, you are not affecting life, then you are not fruitful spiritually. If you are not bearing spiritual children, you are not winning soul, there is nobody that can say you witness to him or to her to give his or her life to Christ, you are not even bold enough to lead people to Christ, then you are not fruitful spiritually. But I pray in the name of Jesus today, you shall be fruitful. But you need to be in a state of joy, spiritual joy, for you to be able to be fruitful spiritually. Because if you are sad, if you are depressed in your spirit, you cannot talk other out of the pit. You are already in pit yourself. Look at Joseph. He was so full of joy. The same thing is applicable to fruitfulness of the soul. Your soul needs to be fertile. Your soul needs to be fruitful. Your soul needs to be filled with divine ideas. The unbelievers are creating most of the ideas today. The only thing the church does is just to criticize. I've received so many text messages and so many videos about the vaccine. This vaccine is bad. The Christians should not do it or whatever. Who says now? If people are dying and there is no solution, won't they go for solution? So what you should do is, Jesus, show me what to do. Apart from prayer. Yes, we have prayed. But it's not everybody that will. You can't take prayer to the hospital. They will not accept it.
But if you pray and you have divine ideas and God show you the chemicals to put together that will work, you produce it now. That's what we should be doing as believers. So that our mind be productive. The world is waiting for solution providers. It doesn't take long to be rich. It doesn't take long to be financially blossom. But it takes idea. One idea from God can change a financial life of a man around 360 degrees. Praise the Lord. Just one idea. That was what turned Joseph's life around. Just one idea. He has the solution. The world is looking for solution provider. The pastors, we had a meeting recently. After the meeting, we're discussing about the current richest man in the world now. Elon Musk. Praise the Lord, the owner of SpaceX. Look at the unthinkable things this man is coming. He's not even a believer. I don't think so. The unthinkable things. Sending car to the space. Now he's about to go and create another world in the Mars. But the thing we believers will be saying, God forbid him. God rebuke him. How can he change the agenda of God? Who says now? You create your own ideas. Let the world be blessed. At times, how are believers thinking? There will be creative ideas. Some people will be thinking antichrist. Who says? Now, how do you go from here now to your village in the Akraka, in Aba, in all of, in Oshobo, everywhere? If there is no aircraft, will you trek? And now you are flying aircraft. Some people before you said that aircraft is witchcraft. And now everybody is flying it. So if there's some creative ideas that unbelievers are bringing, instead of us to go to God, God give me this idea. Unbelievers should not be doing this. Unbelievers should be doing it. But there we are there, you know, posting all manner of stuff. Stop that. Stop that. Let everyone who wants to go and take vaccine, go and take it. If you have a better solution, go and create it. Shout hallelujah. But somebody is asking, Pastor, will you take? No. Capital no. Why? Because I have the light. I have the revelation, but it's not everybody that has the revelation. I take my communion every day. My body is sharp. Praise the Lord. But somebody still asks, what of if they say everybody that must travel should take? I will take. That's it. Because we take poison and it will not harm you. Should it even be poison? It will not harm you. Come on! Wake up! Wake up! Wake up! I decree in the name of Jesus, your mind be fruitful. Amen. Your mind be fertile. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. But it takes joy. Give the Lord a big hand of praise. And finally, remember, our Father is the baby maker. We cannot be a baby beggar. I'm sure you cannot be tired of my uncles that have two bakeries. Now, we eat bread at will. Now, how much more if my father owned the bakery? I will be sleeping and bread will be coming to my room. Fresh bread every time. Praise the Lord. Your father is a baby maker. If you are believing God for the fruit of the womb, today marks the end of your believing. Because today you are conceived. Because he will not deny you. In the name of Jesus Christ. Now I decree, everyone under the sound of my voice, you want to have your own biological children, I command you by the word of God, be fruitful. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. Are you blessed this morning? Jump to your feet. Lift up your voice. Let's appreciate God. Give him praise and give him glory. Celebrate him, church. Give him praise this morning. Magnify him. Respo talagado she prakato ziziaka yagadas. Give him praise and give him glory. Magnify him. Celebrate him. Exalt his name. He's worthy to be praised, worthy to be glorified. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed.
Thank you for listening to Winners Chapel International New York's podcast. Don't forget to subscribe and share the link with your friends and family. Visit us online at www.winnerschapelny.org and fellowship with us online on our YouTube channel, Winners Chapel International, New York. Have a blessed week. God loves you. See you next time.